Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, happy Sunday. Hello, Sunday to all of you. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jeff Stuardo. Beautiful, beautiful day out here in the Skagit Valley. And predictions for rain came sporadically this morning. It looks like we're going to stay kind of dry for the next few hours, and that's going to be good because Sunday is a day that you need to sort of consider no matter how many things you have to do and places you have to go and people you have to see. Need to take a little bit of time for yourself today. However you decide to do that. And your options are a little bit more open because you can take a walk or a bike ride or drive. So that means being outside. If you have some gardening to do, of course, that's always good. But Sunday, you know, just do a little bit of this that are called chores. And the rest of it should be for you. That's what I think. So I'm here doing the radio show because I'm doing it for, I love it. And I'm so glad that you guys tune in and choose to be part of it with me. Right. Thank you for the feedback from last night's show. It was a fun one. Fun one. All right. So a whole bunch of different things are going on around here today. No news is good news, which means that there's lots of news, but it's nothing very different than what we've been experiencing for the last week. You know, two things that I have to say more than anything else is be safe and vote in November. Vote in November, please. To all my younger listeners, don't lose out on this incredible opportunity to at least have a dialogue with hopefully a future leader that will not berate you or try to attack you no matter what you decide to do, how you suggest, how you try to compromise. And somebody who will not continually put us down. And Al Sharpton said it the best the other day, put their knee on our necks. And it's sad that we have to have the loss of life in order to drive that home a little bit more. So the two things I really wanted to mention, first of all, is what I just did. And the second one is just to try to be safe. You know, Leland Sklar, one of my favorite bass players in the whole world, played on so many records, just about everything you've ever heard, actually. And very philosophical guy, but he just said something really simple. He says, Stuardo, we're not over this pandemic yet. As much as it's so optimistic that restaurants are opening and certain places are opening, the sun's shining, it's warming up, we could very well be losing our edge. Mainly because most of the demonstrations all over the country, like we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, even if they went back to work and even if they socially distanced in normal circumstances, you know, and you've seen all the footage, that there was no way in heaven, though many, many, many were wearing masks, there's still that potential chance of more cases because of that exposure. So we have to be prepared for that. And the way we can be prepared for that is, number one, if you've been to any one of these marches, from what I've been reading and what has been said, you need to get a test. Now, some people are putting it up as a conspiracy, saying, oh, you know, here they go. Now they just want to mark you. They want to, you know, get your information. No one's marking anybody, number one. And if they are, so what? And I mean that not in a, you know, give up and roll over and play, you know, and then let them do whatever they want. I'm saying right now we have to fight the fact that with all the bickering and all the people thinking it's okay to not wear a mask and go out and do their stuff, that we still have to wage protection for ourselves and our friends and our family and every other human being on the planet, whatever your color is, whatever your religious belief and political belief is. So I don't want and I'm hoping that these protests don't end at all, not until November. But I don't know, just try to be safe and get tested. If you're going to do the things, you get tested. And to finish up what Leland Sklar said, he said, listen, just it's the most important cause, and I don't want anybody literally to stop doing it. But right now, it's not exactly the right time to be careless. Don't ever stop protesting. Don't ever stop demonstrating for what we believe in. But for heaven's sake, get a test. That's what you're going to be doing. And just find out one way or another, okay? That's what you can do. And then we'll keep going forward, and things will be, hopefully, you know, the cases will reduce. We'll be a little bit safer to connect with things that we really miss in our lives. All right? Did I preach at you too much? I didn't want to do that. But I think it's important. And I'm doing this show because not because I want to hear myself talk, but I want to try to spread the words of what I think is really important. Hopefully I got the message. And those of you who got it, great. And the ones that, you know, don't agree or, you know, want to just keep going, just remember, it's not just the difference of opinion. It's you're endangering all of everybody else. Never in a million moons did I think that I was ever going to spend my airtime talking about this kind of stuff. But like anything else that we're committed to, I'm committed to good health and love and families and, you know, coming together and taking care of each other. That's what we need to do right now. You know, there's lots of good supermen out there and superwomen. But, you know, when we're a super person, we still need the help of others. That's what I say. All righty. Anyway, I'm going to play you guys a song. How's that? And take a little break, and then we come back. I want to talk about some Sunday cooking because I got some little messages to relay to everybody out there. Some people have been really great to send me what they're actually making for dinner today. And I'll also give you a couple of going out to eat suggestions as well. So stick around. Just check this out. This is a great song. This is a song by Rhonda E. And it's a beautiful day. can sing. All right, that's a beautiful day by Ron D. Just a happy-go-lucky, you know, if you have a sunroof, open it up. If you're on your bicycle, just as you're riding along that wind hitting you in the face, beautiful day. If you're on your scooter, same thing. If you're just taking a walk with the kids, watching the dogs run, it's a good song. All right, so food. A lot of people love to make something special on Sundays. So first of all, lots of restaurants have limited openings. In other words, 50% of their capacity. And started off a day and a half ago, and I'll tell you, it's in hyperspeed because everybody wants to go out to eat again. And most of them, from what I understand, are following some good guidelines. Tables are pretty far apart. The single wait person for each table, disposable menus. Some have a really assigned bathroom situation where they have somebody right there, one person at a time in the bathroom, and somebody goes in and cleans it. They're taking it very seriously. Thank God. But at the same time, I noticed a couple of places that were a little overpacked, in my opinion, with very few masks being worn. That goes back to the first part of the show when I was talking about it a little while ago. You can hear a replay of this, you know, by just going to Blog Talk Radio, Chef Doran's Foodomania at any time. And if you can't catch the show or you want somebody else to listen to it, it's really easy. My shows are always available about 4 minutes to 5 minutes at the end of the broadcast, 10 minutes to be safe, and they're up already, posted, edited, and ready to go. And that's been really good because many times the schedule of the show changes. So it's kind of like the idea in the food trucks these days where people, the you know, owner of a truck will Twitter or Facebook, you know, all their followers the night before to tell them what time they're going to open, where they're going to be. And it's a very cool thing, and then people can start ordering. And it's the same thing with my show. You'll always be able, if you follow it on Facebook, you'll always get a notification. You'll know when the show is. And it's always available. So, lunchtime today, or calling it, they always call it brunch on the weekends, and so many people doing different things. So, first of all, we got Diane Lesher from the East Coast, and she is making a incredible celebration because her son cooked an amazing, huge frittata for lunch. I mean, we're talking supposed to feed four people. He went a little wild. He went crazy. He made a big batch. But I wanted to tell you, you know, that once you serve it and people are done, you can wrap it up in, you know, some nice foil, make it in temp so it has room to breathe, and stick it in the fridge. And then it's all ready to reheat tomorrow. You preheat your oven and just keep it right in that same foil container. This way you can send his pan back with him when he heads home later. Anyway, good luck with that frittata. All right, so we have some other things. Now, of course, much sauce happening all. This is Anna Marie. She sent in a picture, and she's got her Sunday gravy and long fusilli pasta. And she made hers today with sweet and sausage. And she decided to add the sweet and the hot sausage. And she did her little meatballs, plus a small mix of, you know, tomato base and that sort of thing. Stewed it for a long time. And wow, it looks delicious, and I'm sure it's going to be great. Fusilli, I don't know. It's not one of my favorite pastas. People do like it, but it's not my favorite. But it's a good one. All right, so then I love Laura Napoli, of course, is going with two things that are just very cool. A paella, which, of course, mussels, clams, and shrimp, and beautiful prawns, peas, and, of course, saffron. And I like the longer grain rice, it looks like. And then her dessert tonight, oh, man, it's called the blueberry ricotta cake. So it's basically sort of like a tort with, from what I can tell, with fresh blueberries or maybe frozen. This is how I would make it, but it looks beautiful with ricotta cheese and a little bit of egg. And I would say some vanilla extract and some anisette, maybe. Give it a little bit of that taste. And then, of course, some fresh blueberries floated in there, tort pan, and it gets baked. And it rises if you do it just right. Some people will do some sort of a crust, you know, if they want to, you know, what you could do is chop up some almonds really fine just spray the circle of the pan and just dust it with this almond dust and then pour your batter in. So you'll get a little bit of a caramelized crust that way. Some people just like to have the egg and the ricotta caramelized by itself. So, but it sounds delicious. Oh, my gosh. I just love when people are doing some great stuff. Okay, we have a really good person from Kayla. She sent this in. She's doing a brown butter, roasted mushroom, and asparagus risotto. Ooh. So when she says roasted, she says basically say a low simmer. It cooked, she overcooked it a little bit, but she says it came out really good. I'll spend a whole bunch of time on a really good risotto technique, and we'll do that together on the air. All right, well, good one. Kate, really enjoy that one. It looks really, really, really delicious. I was so really excited to see somebody who was having a simple lunch, and I guess she picked this up and was really, really happy. And she went for an organic dandelion green, like, you know, the dandelion flowers. And she evidently hadn't had them for a long time, and she went to maybe the first time in 3 or 4 months. Well, you remember that normally the farmers markets in certain parts of the country don't open up until maybe sometimes the middle or the end of March that early, or at least definitely by mid-April. So, and because of the pandemic, most of them were closed, open minimally. You could still, where I live, the market's been functioning, but they have a different procedure. Anyway, she stumbled across one of her favorite things, which is organic dandelion greens. She didn't tell me how she was going to cook them, though, so I'm hoping she'll write. And this is Lorraine Pastor. And hopefully she'll list it on the Brooklyn Food Experience Facebook page, which is a great page. And then I'm loving, because there's always people making homemade pizza. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Wood-fired oven situation working. Got it going. You set up yesterday, and today the dough is now close to 24 hours old. I'm even looking forward to one more day, but I'm making a couple of pies this afternoon in my wood-fired oven for some people who ordered them, and also for the family dinner. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been just so into eggplant, and I'll do my famous eggplant parm. This time I'm doing a big hotel pan for it, because I want to give some of it away to a couple of people I know who I haven't seen in a while and probably have a really quick visit. And nothing like when you go to visit somebody to give them, bring them something to eat. I think it's important. But Anna Maria made two pizzas, and she made one white, actually two white pizzas. So her sauce was probably a simple like bechamel or and maybe a light Alfredo. And then she's doing fresh ricotta cheese and grated pecorino and, of course, mozzarella. Just a little bit of basil, and, wow, it looks so beautiful. And then, of course, she's also doing one that's just pure cheese. On her the other one, she'll do a couple of slices of tomato. But just the three kinds of cheese, the mozzarella, the sweet ricotta, which I like to make it a little sweet, and then the grated pecorino and then, of course, just the drizzle of, extra virgin olive oil, or how it's said in most cases, EVOO, E-V-O-O. So there are a couple of things. There's a couple of people making scampi and making, notice a constant theme in this, but here's somebody who took it to another place. I was happy about this. This is Helen Perro. She's in the Bronx, I believe. She, her first decision as part of this meal is a really, really cold, chilled, beautiful glass of rosé wine that gets the palate, you know, relaxed and nice. Then she roasted an organic chicken, a beautiful organic chicken, slow roasted, golden, crispy skin. And then I made a really nice mushroom gravy, a little mushroom sauce. And then her starch was candied sweet potatoes. And then I looked at a stuffing looks like it was made. So basically just a chicken stuffing, candied sweet potatoes, cold rosé, and a nice large chilled glass. Can't go wrong. All right, one more great snack. You know, barbecue, tea, whatever your heart's content is. You know, you're going to do your ribs today. You're going to do steaks and certainly burgers and franks. Sausage. Chicken. There's not enough food to list that people are doing their barbecues all over the place today. Fish, some salmon. But my favorite, and I'm so excited, is you take and make a really fantastic, a street corn. It's called, like, I don't know, it's a street corn recipe. It's Texas. It's certainly in Mexico. Now, you, just more and more fun. Now, a lot of people have taken the corn and put it in a tin foil and a little butter and stuff, wrapped the tin foil lightly and stuck it in the corner of the grill and keep flipping it over. Or, you know, in the old days when you were just in a campfire, you would take the, you know, the corn and wrap it up in some tin foil and basically throw it into the fire and roast it that way. This is basically on the grill. So you're watching it. You're soaking the corn. You're taking the husks off, taking as much of the string. But I like to leave the husk backwards, so you can use that as your tongs. You can move the corn around. It also looks incredible on the plate. So you're going to take that, and you're going to butter it up a little bit. And I like to use just olive oil, a little bit of really minced garlic, and just a teeny bit of butter brushed on as well. And then stick it on the medium heat part of your grill and roast it. And if it's soaked in water, it's going to steam itself and it's going to roast. The combination of the two is a perfect crunch. Oh, I mean, I love it. And then basically what I love to do, and people do, is I just take regular mayonnaise. You make homemade garlic mayonnaise, it's perfect. You know, and you know how to do that. And then take that and brush it when it comes off the grill, right when you're ready to eat it with mayonnaise, this garlic aioli. And then I like, there's two ways to go. Some people like the flavor of just shredding and shipping out into fresh basil. I like it with fresh cilantro and lime. So you got the delicious garlicky mayonnaise on this beautifully steamed roasted kernel of corn with that perfect aioli, homemade the best. And then a little bit of fresh cilantro, just little baby leaves, don't even chop it. And squeeze that lime over it, and that's it. That's street corn, and that is such a phenomenal. I sometimes literally, I get a bucket of corn, and that's my food. That's my dinner, you know, and it works perfecto. So, you know, sometimes I'll just make a real small amount of taco filling. If I'm going veggie, it'll just be a black bean roasted with onions and cilantro and some whole plum tomatoes and a little bit of nice fresh chili powder, some hot chili flakes, and slow in a little bit of vegetable broth, a little bit of lard. Well, I like to use vegetarian lard, it's just margarine. And just cook it in a slow pot and get your hot tortillas right when you remove the corn, put your tortillas on the grill, and fill that beautiful bean mixture up and have some corn and tortillas and beans. That's what I say. All right, so that's what people are eating around here today, and there's a whole bunch. We got 40 things. Oh, let me tell you this one. I love this. Somebody just got a bunch of places that we like in the area that are opened up, and they're advertising their prime rib dips and their pulled pork, etc. Well, a guy who's originally from Brooklyn, and he lives here in northern Washington, and still has old traditionals. There's a place that was called a roast beef place called Brennan and Carr, thinly sliced roast beef. They use the same juice for almost 100 years, the same base of that juice. It's like sourdough starter. And they you can have it two ways. It's very simple, hand-cooked, beautiful roasted, you know, buttery, thinly sliced roast beef on a beautiful standard bun. And then they do their, you know, a little bit of cheese on it if you want that. And then they drench it in this beautiful au jus. And they give you a little big cup with it, so you dunk your sandwich in it. Some people like to pour the whole amount over the top. Well, that's what my good friend, Grady is making. Grady from Sheepshead Bay, New York, is having Brennan and Carr sandwiches today. Stuardo, come on over. Just drive by if you're on your scooter and pick up a couple of sandwiches. And I just might do it. Anyway, so there you go. Hopefully you're hungry now. Enjoy food today. I know some people are on the diet. Some, you know, people I know who are kind of close to me. So people I just totally love to cook for have decided that this, you know, quarantine has added some pounds. So everybody's being very good. But sorry, I'm going to have to add a couple extra ounces with some wood-fired pizza and some roasted eggplant parmesan tonight. But I love you guys anyway. All right, that's our show. I'm really glad that you tuned in today. Let's do a quick review. We talked about a few different things. You got the food part already. Earlier we talked in terms of how important it is to stick with the program, meaning don't stop protesting, don't stop speaking out. But just be conscious that if you've been at protests and you're going to more of them, get yourself a test. Get a COVID-19 test, please. And find out if, in fact, it's okay for you to be out there, or if not, you have to quarantine for a couple of weeks. If you have to do that, you have to do it. Because, as you know, the hundreds of thousands of people exposing themselves, you know there's going to be an uptick in cases. It's just going to happen. We want to catch them, and we want to prevent any more deaths. Can't say it any finer than that. So please be aware of that. And be aware locally, too. Just the people who go into the store, wear the mask. I'd say 6 to 7 out of 10 is still wearing masks. I don't like the fact that some people have gotten really lackadaisical. Two people, they got their kids with masks, and they're strolling them around the store, but they're just yapping away, no mask. That's another thing. You could just having a conversation with somebody if you're not wearing a mask puts the stuff in the air. All right. You know, I'm my job is to give you information, to give you some break, and at the same time using this time on the air to continue to tell you the message. Aside from Black Lives Matter, aside from please don't stop standing up for what we believe in, don't stop demonstrating, and please don't take anything for granted. Don't think that it's over. It's not, as far as the pandemic. So, all right, we had this surge of things going on. Let's take inventory of ourselves and get tested if we need to. We'll talk conspiracy another time, okay, everybody? We don't like it. We don't want to talk about it. All I know is this. All right. This is Chef Duardo. Reach me at Chef Duardo, C-H-E, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And any questions, any beefs, any information that I've given out that you need, refresher, phone numbers, or et cetera, and I am so happy to give that to you. If you want a list of the beautiful food items I listed of some of the people have sent me in today, I'll give you that too. All right. Adios, amigos. Come back at 10 o'clock tonight. I'll be here.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Happy to live till I die. Well, I go through the world with the most understanding from my 10.